down to right in the continuation of the Ridgewood Cookie. This Thursday supper, the 30th of December 71. Channel 2 right in continuation of the visit with Cookie this Thursday at supper, the 30th of December 71. Channel 2 right and continuation of the visit with Cookie this Thursday at supper, the 30th of December 71.
Yeah, well, he said it can just spill over any minute, and at any time, within a minute, within hours, a couple hours, he said it can go.
See, that's the
catalyst.
I know if you got a deep enough
hole,
it gets your lungs.
Oh, that's the lungs, yeah. He said, you got it in the lungs now. Right now. Well, then I'm back to keep me up.
Well, you crazy nuts, you might
have said the same. Well, you can't
keep me down. You're good day. Well, you knew you
could
come down here.
I knew I could come over here and be quiet, where it's warm. Mm-hmm. And that's why I didn't stay around much. Mm-hmm. And I got to go back up for tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We're going to take another x-ray of my chest. See if anything's breaking up.
I never saw that. I never even saw him pick oranges, Cookie. A 100 boxes. Well, you had to keep at it.
I thought you didn't have time to roll a cigarette.
You didn't have to wait for the dew to get off then. One man to a tree?
One man to a row.
I was fiddling with that show. What did you say about 2 cents or something?
The loader's got 2 cents a box for loading on the truck.
And haul them to the house?
Haul them to the house.
2 cents a box. They wouldn't look at him for that now, would they?
Lord no.
And they'd heft that thing clear up there. And the truck beds all high.
Yeah. I saw them throwing three high up on that truck from the ground.
For 2 cents.
I mean, this one boy, he wasn't any bigger than I am, didn't look like. This nigga boy, but he was strong. And I saw him reach down and pick up that box and just chunk it up there.
Oh.
The third one. That would have been the third one right on the back.
I'd have to see that.
Buddy, he could do it.
And to shave my back then, I'd have to see that. And he just chunked it up there.
Yeah. His name was Leotis Simmons, and he lived in Umatilla, Florida.
And you all worked together there a good while?
2.5 years after I come to Florida.
2.5 years?
Yeah.
In the Orange Grove?
Yeah. 59, 60, part of 61, yes sir.
Yeah.
I come to Gainesville, and my kids started school in Hawthorne September 2nd of 61. I rented Grandpa Todd's house September 2nd, 1961.
Well, now tell me that again. How did you get up here?
What, from down there, up here? Well, sir, my uncle had some lake property out here on Swan Lake, t'other side of Melrose.
Yeah.
And I had bought a piece of property, was buying a piece of property down there on Highway 42. And I'd paid, I was paying $54 a month on it. And I wasn't behind in the payments. I'd get everything up to par. And I didn't know who I was dealing with, but I was dealing with a crook. And just out of clear blue sky, one Saturday evening, he came over. He said, "I want this house vacated by in the morning." And he went and brought up legal papers to throw me out. I thought they were legal, but they wasn't. They were fake papers. He hadn't even went to the courthouse to draw up my papers. And I just vacated right then. I had a trailer and a 51 Chevrolet car. I took my stuff out of there, what little I had, and moved it out Miss Coffey's garage, where I used to live. I put it in her garage. And I brought my family up here to Uncle Custer's piece of property on the lake. It's the only place I had the money. And after I got everything moved out, I come in and went to work. Finally got a job at Sunland Training Center as a mechanic. I worked there 3 months. They started me out at $265 a month as a mechanic. Then when the mechanic come back that was off hurt, sick, they wanted to cut me back to $175 a month and put me out in the garbage pit. And I wouldn't go. I went home. I went home. I went to work for Carlson's Dairy again. Driving milk truck. $75 a week. I did that for 13 months. And Billy Carson came out one morning, attempting to cuss me out. I didn't go on no milk route that morning. I just went and got my car and went home. He cussed me out. I wasn't going to mess with him. I just went home. Let him run the milk route.
What's wrong with it?
He'd been drunk the night before.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to take it. I mean, it's either walk off or get hurt. Or him get hurt. If I'd have stayed there and argued with him, I'd have ended up throwing half a gallon of milk to him, and then that'd been it.
Yeah. He was high-tempered?
He was high-tempered, and I was too. So I just got my old car and went on home. And me and Fred Williams opened up the garage in Hawthorne.
And that was the worst thing you could have done.
That's the worst thing I ever done. I still ain't collected all the money from that one yet.
Yeah.
Never will. I kept it open for about a year, and then I went to work for Oak Crest Enterprises. I worked there 3 years. And then when I left there, why?
What was that?
That poultry farm over the other side of Hawthorne.
Yeah.
And me and the mill foreman, we couldn't get along, so rather than throw something through him while I left. Herbert Herman begged me to stay. And I still go back and do some work for him once in a while. Up on them high elevators. Because them other niggas out there won't climb. I went to Tropical Pontiac and went to work. I left out there one day and went to work at Tropical the next. Then left Tropical and went to Ford, and left Ford and went to Chevrolet, and I left Chevrolet and went to the county, and then left the county and went to Brayden. Then left Breeden and bought that service station.
And then you retired on a pension.
Then by gosh, yeah.
When did Helen go to work out tonight?
June 23rd, June 17th, and 65, I think.
She's been there long enough, I realize. Well, she's got seniority out there, hasn't she?
Blame right, she's got seniority out there. Yes, sir.
You have to ask her where she wants to work.
For now, yeah. See, she's got three boys now to take care of, to watch from 9:30 tonight until in the morning.
Yeah.
Just three little old boys.
So she has to take along with something to do.
Yeah.
To keep awake.
Well, now, her supervisor now, she can sleep a little bit after part of the night. After, see, when Miss Daniels comes around about 1:30 or 2 o'clock, after that, well, she can sit down in the chair and rear back and snooze a little bit.
Yeah, light.
Yeah. She's an awful light sleeper anyway.
Is she?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can't slip in with her. I don't care how easy you are.
Hell, if I could, I didn't realize you how much you'd been around here. No wonder you can pick up cars and sell cars. Good Lord.
Well, see, I know them all. I mean, right on down the line, I know them all.
Yeah. You can even tell ahead of time whether they'd want one or not, or which one they'd want.
That was the hardest work I've done since I've been down here.
Because so they pay you by the basket.
Piecework. All of it's piecework.
Yeah.
And you got to go if you make any money.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, that's what they got that old farm labor into. Especially down here. And, the only thing that kept them from getting rich was just the price they got, because it didn't cost them anything to raise it.
Mm-hmm.
Not up until the last year or two. I don't know what it costs now. But when I was out there at Fantasy, old Earl Hill, he had a half a dozen niggas living on his place.
Yeah.
And they was all around in the woods there. They were out there in the woods. He didn't have to pay them anything. Lord, Lord.
stove didn't burn, man.
Well, it's been doing that. So,
I may have kerosene in. I have to watch it. Well, it'll
warm up on me. I know, I just listen to you now. If you got to go, don't let me hold you.
Yeah, I got to go. I haven't saw none of them since last night. They didn't know where I'm at.
Well, they couldn't call over here.
And that's good.
Well, that telephone like it is.
I had better go, though.
Good, man. Do you, did you ever eat hamburgers at Louis? Down on Depot Street there?
Huh. I used to go in there and drink coffee every morning. I used to have good coffee. See, well, before they tore them buildings down behind Louis there, well, we could pull our milk trucks in there and hide them. And the supervisor couldn't find us so easy. After we go eat breakfast at the waffle shop, the nigger was down there behind that, completely out of our territory, where we didn't even deliver milk at all, and hide our trucks. We went in and drank coffee.
Now he cook on a griddle?
Yeah.
Did he make his own hamburgers?
Yeah, he makes his own patty. Yeah.
Still does.
Still does. Well, he used to, I mean.
When you were there last.
Yeah. That's been some time ago.
And his boy works in there with him.
Yeah. At that time, just him and his boy running. They didn't have nobody else, just him and his boy.
Yeah.
What money they made was theirs. They put it in their pocket. And you better believe that they put it in there, too. But it went in their pocket.
Yeah.
They just kiss it goodbye, because he wasn't going to pull it out for nobody. That's the tightest man that ever lived.
But you got food down there.
Good food, yeah. In the morning, if I get Frank started plowing, why? After we get him started good, well, we'll scout around a little bit.
All right.
Over the countryside, see what we can find.
I tell you what I did. You know, I was down the back. I know what it was. Farmers came out here. Came by here. She was going over to her parents. And she said, there's some mussels. Well, that's all I need to know. There's mussels. I know what to do with them.
Yeah.
So I put that cross fence down in the house. Oh, I'm telling you, the first half day I went down there, the perspiration just rolled off me, just like I'd had a spell of sickness.
Hmm.
See, I've been in so steady in Texas, it just, I knew what I was doing, and I just killed yourself. I mean, that's the sort of life I've been leading back there. You talk of the dog's life.
Talking about this,
huh? I'm gonna put that. Let him have it. Yes, sir. I'm telling you that perspiration just, I couldn't keep my glasses on. It just rolled off.
Well, maybe if I have to be down early light in the morning, I'd like to get him shook loose. If I can't take him loose, I'll come myself.
Oh, you don't want to fool it.
We'll go someplace, do something.
All right, we can do that.
Thank you, ma'am. That stuff was real good tonight. I mean, you couldn't have satisfied me better for anything. Yeah. Well, I'll see you
Channel 2 right, around 250 or 300, and the end of the visit with Cookie. This Thursday at supper, the 30th of December, 71. channel to right around 250-300, and the end of the visit with Cookie at supper the Thursday, the 30th of December, 71. Channel 2 right around 250-300, and the end of the visit with Cookie this Thursday at supper, the 30th of December, 71. Channel 2 right around 250-300, and the end of the visit with Cookie this Thursday at supper, the 30th of December, 71.
Itinerary of his?
Yeah.